Hello and welcome to a solo edition of Under Our Roof, but it's me. You're stuck with me. It's Grace or Semler, depending on how you know me. Lizzie is away for the weekend. She is doing so much right now. I'm so proud of her. But one thing I wanted to take off her plate was having to figure out doing a podcast, because I know she's getting back from being maid of honor at a bachelorette weekend tonight. And we probably are just going to want to be potatoes and watch a movie or something when she gets home. Probably not figure out what to do for a podcast episode. But also, I was very excited to do a solo episode because we never really get to do this. I want to go back through our podcast history and see when the last time I did a solo episode was. I was thinking it might have been on the Reliant K tour, but then I think I had Haley with me or someone from tour with me. Usually I feel a bit odd to do a solo episode. I'm not as good at it as Lizzie is. So I get sort of in my head that I need to have a guest, and I'll try and find a guest, like have a friend of mine come over if Lizzie can't join me. But you just get me today. And this is more of a challenge for me. It feels more vulnerable. I can't deflect with questions or making jokes about what someone else has said. And I think that's a good challenge. I wanted to share with you what has been going on with me. I think this is an informal hiatus of the podcast. Like, we're still putting out episodes as best as we can, but our life has really, truly just been in a blender that we can't do the same type of formats and content that we typically like to share with y'all. So it's a hiatus because you're just getting these solo episodes and it's a little less produced than we like to be. But it's also not a hiatus because you're still getting something in your subscription box on Monday. We appreciate your patience so much during this time. Where to begin? I guess top of mind, we moved. Let me tell you about the experience of moving. It's been lovely. I really love our new place. I love it so much. Last night, I think I was playing piano and guitar for like 2 hours. I totally lost track of time, which I think is a sign of great energy in a new space. When I feel like I can just zone out and be totally creative, that's before we've even built my studio. Next door, there's like a garage area, and I'm going to convert that and move my piano and all my guitars next door and have a dedicated studio space where I can do sessions with people and demos and recording stuff. Not a proper recording studio, but enough to send in vocals if I'm on a song, or at least, like Zach was saying, if I get a great take on something, it's good enough that we don't need to re-record it in a studio. So I'm really excited about that process. Once that starts happening, I'm definitely going to bring you with me, because I feel like my sweet spot of sharing stuff about my life is things that feel organic to me, actually, not just like as a person who is making music and making content, but as a person in the world, is something that I'm actually interested in doing and also is interesting, hopefully, for other people. And I think that sweet spot is definitely like turning our garage into a studio. So I'm really excited to bring you on that journey. But that'll probably start happening when I'm on a maternity leave, because also, we are chugging along in pregnancy right now. It's a very, very exciting time. We've learned a little bit about splices. That's what we've been calling the baby. Oh gosh, I'm in such a brain fog. I can't recall if we explained what that is, but short version, splice is, it's a play on the sci-fi movie, Truly Disturbing. I think we have talked about this, but if you're tuning back in, there's a sci-fi movie called Splice. For a while, the baby in the photos and stuff that we'd see definitely looked like Splice, so I started calling the baby Splice, but then I looked up what the meaning of Splice is, you know, the definition meaning, not the sci-fi scary movie with Adrian Brody meaning, and it means two ropes merging, and I actually think that's very beautiful. So the nickname Splice might stick. We don't know. All our friends refer to the baby as Splice, so I, for better or for worse, but I won't be able to work on my studio, I think, until we're back from tour and back from travel and the holidays and settling into like what our routines are going to look like for the next year or so, we have learned that Splice is a night owl, just like me. Very exciting. Sleeping during the day while Lizzie is working and doing stuff around the house. And then at night when we're tucked in watching a movie, that's when Splice is really having a party, which is so fun to think about. And I know it's like very premature, but I love that because I'm also a night owl, and something I bonded with my dad over when I was younger was that he's a night owl too. And we had a little bit of a tradition to go and see late night movies if we had nothing going on. Like if my homework was done, especially like my junior and senior year of high school, there's just, it's such a weird time in your schooling when your college applications are in, and you know, it's just a little bit less serious. You get to kind of focus on friends and family, the things that matter. You're not as stressed about calculus and things like that. And my dad and I, he would be like, you want to go see a movie at 11 p.m.? We can go grab some tickets. And it was great. And so I've kind of been thinking about maybe if Splice is a night owl, we can get into types of things like that, like going to diners late at night. Again, I'm jumping way, way into the future, but I'm excited for all that stuff. I'm feeling really good about everything, but I'm totally feeling out of my depth. Like I'm treading water and I have the stamina for it, but I am aware that I cannot touch the ground and there is no land in sight, but I'm not worried about anything. It just feels like a really brave new chapter. I'm just aware of everything. I'm not worried, but I am aware and feeling ready for it, like feeling up to the task, I suppose. The most stressful thing for me right now is new music and the tour. You know what? I don't care how you say tour. How is it not tour? Tour? I can't do that. I have to ask my mom how she says it, because I think this has got to be a family thing. But that's the most pressing thing for me to try and get right, and where I feel like I am a little ant trying to climb up this mountain, because there's just been a lot of shakeup in my professional life. Not bad, but just shake up. And as a result of that, I'm more independent than I've been in a long time. I'm excited about that. I do feel encouraged and supported so much by y'all, like so much by people who send encouraging messages. If you use a song of mine in a video, or just share that you're coming to a show, like that is massive for me. And also by my friends here, my collaborators here. But I was texting someone the other day and I was like, I just feel like there's a lot of suspense of like, how is this going to go, and wanting to make the right decisions, and for better or for worse, being the commander of those decisions. There's some times where I wish I was back on a basketball team and I had a coach who could be like, this is the play, this is what you got to do. And I don't have that right now. I am my own coach and my own star athlete as well. And that is intimidating, but I feel up to it. And also I feel like I have people around me, even in like a friend capacity, who are advising me well. And I just have to believe that like everything that needs to happen will happen. I'm nervous because of how some of the cities are selling on tour, specifically Toledo. Maybe I could do a whole episode on how to get a tour together as an independent artist, because I love it so much. And I love being able to like put on a headline show. It means so much to me. I'm so happy to be in this position. I love performing for y'all. It's like the ultimate way to connect with people about my music, but also as an independent artist without like the boost from labels or from industry insiders. I just feel like I have to work 10 times harder against algorithms to get my news out there. I was thinking about making this video about how I have like over 1,000 monthly listeners in Chicago, right? And that's awesome for me. Chicago is one of my favorite cities to play, and it's one of my most like beloved cities music-wise that have always encouraged and supported me from the beginning. I've always had like solid listeners in Chicago. I love going there. And on like a recent ticket count, there were 81 tickets sold, which is still huge. Think about a room of 81 people coming to see us play. Like, that's so huge. But I was also like, that's 7%. It's about 7% of the over 1,000 people that, it's like 1,090 something people who listen to me monthly in Chicago. And then 81 people got tickets. And that's, it's just one of those things where I'm like, how do I make sure that those 1,000 something people in Chicago are just aware of the show? How do we get the word out there? Like, how do I put up flyers in Chicago just in case, not expecting that all week, the venue cannot accommodate all 1,000 people. I do not think that 1,000 people would come, but like, just how do I let those listeners, loyal listeners, know that there's a show happening in their area? And that's the sort of thing that gets me like kind of discouraged and like figuring out how to let algorithms work for me and in my favor to spread the word. A lot of it is on me. I understand that. A lot of it is like, I need to crack marketing and promotion. And that's something I'm working on. And I know that this is like a me problem. And also it is not a problem. Like, it's so cool that even that amount of people are coming to my show. 81 people is a lot of people to come to a show. It's mostly just about making sure that, how can I make sure that the people in those cities who are loyal listeners of mine, who might be interested to come to a show, know that a show is happening? I think that's where I've been frustrated. Like, how can I get that word out? Because I do believe that if I was able to do that, then more than 81 people would want to come to the show. I'm just using Chicago as an example. But actually, while we're here, I opened up my email. Let's see how many people have bought a ticket in Toledo. This is very, I'm very like shy about this stuff, but it's a peek behind the curtain. Okay, let's see. Why is Toledo is not on there? Oh, I can't see. Toledo is not on there, but Covington, Kentucky, only 21 people have bought tickets. So that's like Cincinnati. So if you know people, if you know some good people in Cincinnati, you should let them know to come on down for a cracking show. And the other thing to remind myself is that last time I remember making a video that Columbus, which is another city that we're playing, that we'd sold like 19 tickets. And I was getting pretty nervous because we were, I think, on the road, or we were doing a different leg of tour when I made a video, like using a SpongeBob TikTok sound that like 19 people had tickets to come and see us in Columbus. And that show, because of that video, because it did get picked up by the algorithm, that show in Columbus ended up being one of our favorites. It was packed. I mean, I don't think we sold it out, but it was like a massive show for us. And it was so much fun. And I actually will never forget that in Columbus, I jumped up and the stage was a bit short for me, and I hit my head during the cover of Be My Escape by Reliant K. Like, I hit my head pretty hard, and I was really like about to pass out, and then a very kind soul in the audience extended their hand, like right front row, and I got to hold their hand for a little bit, and we like locked eyes, and I kept singing while I just looked at them so I could regain my balance and stop seeing stars for a minute. And then I nodded at them when I'd like gotten my bearings back, and they nodded at me, and we let go of our hands. And then I, you know, had a great show. But I will always remember that with Columbus, because I was like, y'all were literally there for me. Like, I almost passed out, and a kind soul in Columbus, a show that was about to be like our least attended, ended up being our most attended and pretty iconic in many ways, held my hand and helped me get through that show, and we had so, so much fun. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm cool like that. This too shall pass. I'm not mad. I'm so cool. I'm so cool. Ain't it cool? I guess that's what's been the top of my mind professionally. That's that slice of my life. And then moving wise, the place here is lovely. The neighborhood seems awesome. I ran to our very good friend's house the other day just to see what the distance was. And it got me so excited for how close we are to like one of our very best friends, Asha, who would be amazing to have on the podcast. Wow, how come? That's great. She can come over sometime for a podcast episode. Y'all would love her. She's a television writer, an actor, and she wrote on like American Horror Story and has just a really cool life and perspective. Anyway, I got to run to her place to see how close it was, and it made it feel so tangible, like being able to push a stroller and go see like Auntie Asha and like see our friends. And it makes me really excited about this place. There's a little bit of a mountain view, which I love, being able to see the mountains, especially when the sun has gone down a bit and it's that pink hour that you get in desert climates. I think that's really beautiful. I'm really enjoying that. And I'm trying to just take it one box at a time. And I think I pared down the boxes while Lizzie's been gone. I really wanted her to come home and be like, oh, this looks so much cleaner. Like the boxes are gone. They're not all gone. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 boxes in our living room kind of spread out right now and some assorted bags, but a lot of it is kitchen stuff. And the great thing about this house, oh my gosh, I can't wait to like film some stuff and share with y'all on social media once we get this together, is that Lizzie has this kitchen where she can like spread out and we can talk easily. I can sit at the counter while she's making food, and I'm really excited for her to like make this her own. So I didn't want to put away the kitchen stuff. I put away a few things, but I want the stuff that I know she's going to be using on a regular basis for her to have a say on where that goes. I don't want to hide anything from her. And I have a bad habit of doing that because I would say that Lizzie is cleaner than I am, but I am neater than she is. More tidy, clean and tidy. They're different things. So I think we are very compatible in that way. I'm not dirty, but she definitely is more clean for the most part, I think, than I am. I think I like to scrub things more, but she just keeps things clean consistently. Like I'll let things go for a while and then do like a deep clean, and she'll just consistently clean. And I am more tidy in that I like to put things away. Like everything has to have a home, and it can't just be out in the world loosey-goosey, loose leaf is what I say. And Lizzie is not that same way, but I'll put some things of hers away and then she'll be like, you hid this from me because she can't find it because I needed to put it in its home. But then I also created a home for it that I didn't tell her. So it's a secret home. And then it feels as though I've hid something from her. And I don't want to do that with the kitchen. We're trying to have a fresh start and preserve the awesome energy in this new place. And I'm so excited for more guests to come visit. I can't wait for my mom to come stay with us. I feel like she's got a great like guest quarters, and that's really something I've wanted as a kid who really loves my parents. I really want them to feel like this is a staycation for them, and especially with, you know, their grandkid on the way, I want them to feel like they can let loose here. I want, you know, Darren to feel the same way. I really feel excited that we're creating a place that people can just take it easy and come stay with us and spend some time in the backyard that is very quiet and tranquil. And there's some landscaping stuff I want to do. There's a few too many stones. They use like stones instead of a mulch. They used stones instead of mulch in some places, and I'll probably change that, but it's fine for now. It's totally fine for now. And that's the update with me. That's how I've been. I've been feeling aware, but not worried, stressed in an exciting way for tour. By the way, you can get your tickets at the link in the description. I am going to, let's review these cities. Oh my goodness. Let me pull it up on my phone. Why do I not have this readily available? This is very unprofessional of me. This is not like me. Okay, here we go. The Night Aches Tour. We are going to Raleigh, Charlotte, Atlanta, Nashville, Covington, aka Cincinnati, sorry, Columbus, Toledo, Ann Arbor, and we are ending in Chicago. And I think I'm going to make an announcement about tour support this week that I'm very excited about. Probably we are going to be bringing some artists on the road. I don't want to say 100% sure, but it's looking very likely that we are bringing some artists on the road that I am massive fans of, that I've been following for some time. And I think that these shows are just going to be totally chef's kiss. We're bringing the full band back. I don't know if you've ever seen me perform with a band, but it really is my comfort zone. I like performing solo as well, but I'm a bit more self-conscious in that environment. And performing with the band, I just feel so supported. It's so fun. I mean, this band rips. You might have seen my bassist. They're actually something of a star these days because they are Noah Kahn's doppelganger. They were playing bass for his opening act, Joy Ladakun, on this last Stick Season tour. And then they also happen to look very similar to Noah Kahn. So you might have seen that on social media. They will be joining us. If you're interested in seeing a Noah Kahn doppelganger sing some songs about religious trauma and shake their little hips because they're a real delight to watch on stage, come see us on the Night Aches tour. If you're interested in watching a 22-year-old drummer who is obsessed with Michigan and being excellent at the drums, somewhat reminiscent of that character from The Muppets who was always playing the drums, come and see us on tour. If you are interested in seeing a man who somehow embodies Optimus Prime shred on guitar, come see us on tour. I feel like I'm kind of roasting my band, but I love them so much and I love spending time with them, and this is going to be a great show. I hope to see you there, and I hope this has been a decent solo episode, a solo voicemail from me to you while Lizzie and I get our bearings on what is a brave new roof for us to be under. And we can't wait to formally and officially welcome you under our roof, but we hope that this time in the in-between when we're getting in touch with you is okay for now. So on that note, have a wonderful week. I hope you're doing well. Stay hydrated. I know it's like super, super hot everywhere in the country right now. Or if you're listening from outside the country, that is so fun and cool. Please also stay hydrated. And we will see you next week on an episode of Under Our Roof. My love for you is constant and new. No matter the change or the age, as we both get older, my love will grow bolder for my sweet old-fashioned babe, for my sweet old-fashioned babe.